Ebola continues to attack Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone on several fronts. While infections and deaths rise, the disease is posing a greater threat to food security. UN agencies warn that more than 1 million people could be food insecure by March unless action is taken now. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization, World Food Program, and the governments of the three countries have just surveyed the food security situation. A joint statement calls for drastically improved access to food, as well as measures to safeguard both crop and livestock production. Alexander Jones is the chief of FAO's Donor Relations and Resource Mobilization.
Well, obviously, the most urgent priority of FAO and all of our UN partners is to stop the epidemic and the loss of life that's caused by it. But we also need to keep in mind that there is a need to reduce the food security impacts of this crisis, which are equally challenging. This is having both direct and indirect impacts on millions of people in the three main affected countries in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone.
The UN agencies say access to food has been blocked by border closings, quarantines, hunting bans, and transport restrictions. Livelihoods have been disrupted, and food markets have been closed for long periods. Jones says the harvesting and processing of food has either slowed or stopped in some places.
These are countries, of course, which have a very large rural agricultural sector. It's taking labor force away from these areas. Normally during harvest and other critical agricultural seasons, there's a large inflow of population from other areas. And obviously this is not happening with all the quarantines and movement limitations placed on them. So there's an absolute lack of labor force in this area.
Farm workers no longer have the salaries they did prior to the outbreak. Their lack of spending is also contributing to an economic slowdown in the countries. The FAO's Jones says farmers that are able to produce some crops are having a tough time selling them.
So we're seeing that prices in production areas are dropping and they're rising in consumption areas. So typically rural areas have less income with which to buy things they need, and urban areas are seeing price increases.
Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone have been forced to import more food and are not able to export crops to neighboring countries as they have in the past. The FAO and the Africa Solidarity Trust Fund have donated more than $3 million to food security efforts, but officials say millions of dollars more will be needed. Meanwhile, the World Food Program's Emergency Response Coordinator, Denise Brown, describes the Ebola outbreak as a wake-up call for the world. She says, while working with partners to make things better, we must be prepared for them to get worse. To make things better, UN agencies are trying to reestablish the farm system in the three countries. This includes distribution of seeds and fertilizer, better agricultural methods to help compensate for the labor shortages, and cash transfers or vouchers to allow people to buy food and help stimulate markets. Currently, it's estimated 520,000 people are severely food insecure in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. UN officials say without urgent action, that number could double by March. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.